Tell me, Lucas, what's your best friend like?
Well, he's a musician. He plays the piano and guitar. He's extremely talented.
Wow, that's cool. What do the two of you have in common?
We're both very athletic. You know, we love to play all kinds of sports and stuff.
That's interesting. So, are you different in any way?
Yeah. Well, sometimes my friend can be incredibly impatient. Me, I'm very easygoing.
So, Maria, what's your best friend like?
Oh, she's really kind. I mean, she loves helping people.
That's really good. And what do you have in common?
Well, we're both very reliable. You can count on us.
Wow, that's great. So, how are you different?
Well, sometimes my friend is disorganized. You know, she's always doing so many different things. I'm more organized.
What's your best friend like, Matt?
Oh, he's a really fun person. You know, he's always making me laugh.
He sounds like fun. So, do you have a lot in common?
Well, we're both extremely competitive. I mean, when we play sports, we like to win.
I see. And are you different in any way?
Well, yeah. I'm a pretty quiet person. He's totally outgoing.
Hello. Did you have a nice time last night?
What's all this?
What? I don't get you.
This mess, or can't you see it?
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No problem. You should be apologizing, not just sitting there. I mean, what were you thinking of? Look at it. Just leaving things like this in this state. Oh, I suppose you thought I was going to do it.
Well, we had some friends round last night, okay? We just didn't get round to cleaning up because they left quite late.
It's just not good enough. Couldn't you have asked them to help?
Yeah, right. Suppose so. Look, I apologize. Sorry.
Is that it?
What do you mean?
Is that the best you can do?
I'll do it tomorrow, I promise.
I don't think so, do you?
Okay, I'm very sorry, really sorry, and I'll do it later, I promise.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll start right now.
Excuse me, am I interrupting something?
Have you seen this?
Yes. Sorry.
Some party you both had last night.
Yes. Look, I'll get started right away, okay? It won't happen again, honestly.
Anyway, I'm late for a meeting. Excuse me.
See you later. It's only washing up. Must have been something you said.
Or didn't do. I told you we should have done this last night. Now she's in a mood. No. Your fault, your job.
Okay, fair enough. I'll wash, you wipe.
You okay?
Fine. No, I'm not fine, actually.
Where is it?
It's Richard.
What is it now?
It drives me crazy.
Why?
You know why. He's always eating my food. My tub of chocolate ice cream's gone, and I was really looking forward to eating that tonight in front of the TV.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Last week, he ate all that expensive French cheese that I bought.
At least he could make the effort to replace what he eats. I'm really fed up with him.
Me too.
What do you think we should do about it?
Tell him.
How? Do you think he'll listen?
Probably not. Shall I go and get him? And then we can tell him together. Two is always better than one.
I'll talk of the devil.
What?
Well, I'm tired of the way things are going in this flat.
Me too.
Why? What is it?
You keep eating all our food without asking and not replacing it.
You don't even bother to offer to pay for the food that you've taken either.
We're fed up of it.
It gets on my nerves, coming home after a hard day and finding the fridge empty. And I'm sick of the way you just wander in and take what you want.
Right. And another thing. You always leave the flat in a mess. You never tidy up. We had to tidy up again.
Is that it?
Why can't you behave like an adult?
We mean clear up after yourself and don't eat food that doesn't belong to you.
It's got to stop. It can't go on like this. Do you know what we mean?
Okay. Look, I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd miss a bit of food.
Well, we do. We've lost patience with you.
Okay. I'll make amends. I promise. I'll go shopping. First thing tomorrow.
You can start making amends right now.
Right now?
This minute. The supermarket doesn't close till midnight. Here's a list of the missing food.
All right. I'm going.
Do you think we're a bit hard on him?
He got what he deserved. But let's just see how long this good behavior lasts.
Yeah.
Do you want to make your body stronger? Would you like to move more flexibly? Try yoga. It's a great way to exercise, and it helps relax your body and mind. Yoga can improve your health. It can help you play sports. Yoga can even help you think more clearly. Do each pose slowly and carefully. Don't move too fast. Hard, fast movements can hurt your body. Wear loose clothing so you can move comfortably, and don't eat before you practice. What's the most important thing? Remember to breathe regularly. And don't forget to relax peacefully for a few minutes after you finish. Practice patiently every day, and enjoy a healthier life.